Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Yo, Catherine's microphone is now live.
Hello, hello.
Good evening. Just want to check yours?
Yes, one, two. I can hear myself.
Welcome, everybody. It's Saturday. We haven't done I don't know, when was the last time we did a Saturday show? I don't have any recollection of doing one.
For time.
Welcome. It's Saturday. We're going to open up Skype. It's going to be an old school phone in, and we're going to watch some more Daz Sampson. Is that his name, Daz Sampson?
Yes, DJ Daz Sampson. It's Saturday, or as Richard Carpenter would have said,
Saturday. Ever-loving Saturday. Welcome, thank you. So yesterday, we got gifted a pair of tickets to go and see Lewis Capaldi doing like a launch Q&A and a little acoustic gig. Thank you to the Turners family. For that, it was at this weird old school nightclub in Kingston.
Prism.
Called Prism, P-R-Y-Z-M. There weren't no vowels in that.
No.
And I'm not a huge Lewis Capaldi fan, but I like him. As I think I've said, we listen to Capital in the car a lot because the kids like it. And I think he's got a great voice. And I think he's really good. And if you've seen the documentary, how could you not love him? So we got this thing. I thought it was like a gig. It was like a sort of music gig, like Blur have been doing secret gigs in art centers as a warm-up for whatever it is they're going to be doing. It's Hyde Park, I guess, I don't know. So we got there, we met David Turners in a pub, then we met Joe Turners and her friend Joe.
Yep. Then we tried to ignore two teenagers who were basically having it off in the booth behind Ian's head.
They were getting it on. Anyway, so we queued up, queued very quickly, and we got into this nightclub. I don't know, 2,000 people crammed into this nightclub.
Yes.
And it was a 25-minute Q&A with Matthew Everett. And Lewis was very, very funny and said the C-bomb within 15 seconds of coming out. And then he did four songs with some dude on the piano. He did three new ones and he did the old one. I didn't know that one because I kind of know his mid period. That's the big hit that he played at the end, I'm guessing.
Yes.
And it was amazing. He's got some voice, that guy. He's got some voice, goosebumps.
Yeah.
It was beautiful.
Just amazing. Just like on the record.
Yeah.
Which is always a measure, isn't it?
It was rammed. It was very, you know, sweaty in there. It was, I kept filming bits to send it to my kids who were deeply envious. It was remarkable.
And then we came out and David Turner said, "You don't want to go for a drink, do you?"
And I would normally say, "No, I don't," because I don't like things like that. But I thought, you know what? I'm going to try something. I went, "Yeah, let's." There was a Wetherspoons, right? And it was just like, it's a Wetherspoons. Screw that guy, but it's the most convenient place. Let's just go in there. Let's just have a quick drink and decompress and talk about what happened and then we'll go home.
Yeah.
So we're only in there for like an hour, I think, in the venue. And then we got to the Wetherspoons and it was rammed, absolutely rammed. But we managed to, just as I was at the bar, table was about to clear, and I went, "Oh, can we?" They went, "Yes," and boom. So there were five of us sat there at this table and we just wanted a quick drink. And then I'd heard of the, I've heard people do the thing where you tweet what table you're at and yeah. say, hit me up. So I tweeted the table we were at, 164 in the King's Tun in Kingston. And I thought nothing of it. And then Pete Heat said, I hope you enjoy your flavour bombs, whatever they are. And they're like very powerful. They were like little glasses inside a little glass.
It was, I think it was a Jaeger bomb type affair, wasn't
it? Okay, I don't know. The Jaeger bombs came after my time. So they actually came. It was like, oh, shit. And I said to Pete, oh, Pete, I'm a recovering alcoholic, by the way. So, okay, but they got drunk by people. And then it was just mayhem. The next thing was a little pot of gravy and some peppers. Was there peppers?
Yes.
Yeah, little pot of gravy and some peppers chopped up. Okay. But then, my God, bowls of chips with cheese and bacon. Then we got, like, we had about 5 pints of IPA come, right? And Dave said, well, I can have a couple of these. I can't have more. So there were these lads at the bar. They were about 16 years old.
Wow. I'm sure they were illegal to drink.
They were being ID'd. We were all being ID'd as you came in, but those were lads. And we just went, lads, look, we've ordered too many drinks. Do you want them? And they're like, yeah. And then a few minutes later, this boy came over with £4.
Aww.
And we went, no, honestly, it's fine. So we gave away about 6 or 7 pints. And then the food kept coming.
And then someone came out from the kitchen and said, these sides, you're going to be like doing, can we ignore some of these orders?
It was the sides they were doing, because they were getting like orders for gravy. And we said, yeah, forget the sides, but keep everything. And every time stuff came, I was like pretending that, okay, right, yep, those are the shots. Yep, thank you very much. Get those here. Oh, those are the pizzas. Yep, thank you very much. So then I wasn't hungry anyway. So then we got a load of pizzas. So I then took them over to a table of lads and I said, guys, listen, I've tweeted our table number. We're getting ordered a load of stuff.
Yeah.
Here's some pizzas. I haven't tossed off on them.
Oh, God, you said that?
Yeah.
Wow. Why would you say that?
Because I, you know, as a 50-year-old man giving food to an 18-year-old boy, he's going to think
that's
I've masturbated.
That's the sort of stuff you say,
yeah. So they took them. They then later tweeted me and said, thanks, Ian, for the food. Someone told them who I was. They worked it out. And then we took them some more food. Then we had, there was a zero alcohol beer, but I don't drink that stuff. So that got passed on to another table. There was, some mocktails from Amy. Thank you very much, Amy. There were some pancakes. I had the pancakes because, you know, why would I not have the Daniel says, I would not have assumed the toss off until you mentioned the toss off.
Exactly.
Well, okay.
Then you're thinking about a stranger tossing off.
And then there was then the boys that we'd given the IPA to, some like a round of shots came in. So he said, do you want some shots, lads? And they're like, fucking yes, we want some shots. They were having the best night of their life. So I tweeted the picture. We must have got sent 35 drinks. The mocktails were nice. There was some, you know, I didn't want to take the risk with the alcohol or not, so I didn't drink some of the drinks. I did have the mocktail. So, yeah, we got about 35 drinks. We must have got 12, 15 plates of food. And me and David, I mean, David was absolutely pissed. We were pissing ourselves as it kept coming, and the table was full, and it just kept coming and coming. And I said, I'll delete the tweet because it's gone beyond a joke. And half an hour later, we're still getting food, and I'd forgotten to do. I hadn't deleted the tweet. I deleted the wrong tweet.
Oh, you absolute cheese.
So this was up there, and he said, "You know, you've got 100,000 followers." And I said, "Yeah, but they're not going to all going to hack it in before the next." Honestly, it was hilarious. We were pissed. Everything got eaten and drunk. It got passed around the pub. And also, if the staff had no right to get arsy because it was getting paid for.
Yeah, I think it was just the fact that it was one pot of gravy, one pot.
Oh, that stuff was annoying. That stuff was annoying. I give them that. But the food and the drink, it's getting paid for.
Yeah.
But bloody Mr. Brexit did all right out of us, that toss pot. So thank you to everyone who did. I'm totally doing that again. why would you ever pay for a food or a drink ever again? Totally doing that again. So thank you for that. But then we came up with a plan of what we're going to do next time. There was a guy, there was a curryman. There was an old guy like in his 60s who just came in, sat on his own, ordered a curry and a pint of beer.
Did he?
Yeah. The curryman. So what we're going to do next time is we're going to get the table number of the curryman. We're going to tweet that. and then just film it. Film. You know that the new TikTok thing is filming yourself walking into someone's house. Have you seen that?
No.
Yeah, yeah. It's a new TikTok.
You can't do
thing.
That in America. You get your ass shot.
You get shot. No, it's and it's horrible. It's these kids just walking into this house. It's horrible, really horrible. And the man comes, "What are you doing? Is this where the such and such is happening?" No. Get out. I've got kids in here. It's horrible.
Ugh.
So I'm going to knock that to one side and make the new thing is filming the curryman getting food delivered to his table.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to do.
I mean, okay, I think it's well-meaning. I suspect that kind of bloke is quite set in his ways and will not like any kind of mayhem.
Going to get the likes.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
So anyway, we did that. So we were there for like a couple of hours. We were there for a couple of hours in the
end.
Yeah,
we were.
Maybe because we've come out. No, it was about 2 hours. Just over 2 hours. And then Catherine was pissed. So Catherine came here, but then, so we got home.
She fell asleep in the car home.
We listened to the bonus podcast of the computer game show, which is hilarious. The bonus. Anyway, so got home and got out of the car and I could, this is like midnight and I live in this kind of very quiet street, kind of country-ish. There's an allotment opposite me. There's not many houses in it. And I could hear Big Boy shouting. But then I could hear another cat shouting, and it sounded like Patty when she'd broken her pelvis. Yeah. I was like, oh, fuck. So I walked a little bit down the road to a house 100 yards down the road, and there's Big Boy, and he's shouting. And then there's this other cat. And I said, what is going on? So Big Boy walked home, and I could hear this cat screaming, and I thought, oh, Patty's hurt herself. But I couldn't quite place it. I was walking around this guy's front garden in 12:15 at night, pitch black. And there was a car, and it was coming from the car. And every time I moved to the back or the front of the car, it kind of moved. I thought, what is going on here? I can't see this cat. And after about 15 minutes, literally, I was crawling through someone's front garden. It was not a particularly great idea. Then I heard this scrabble, and I saw what I thought was a rabbit because it was so tiny. And I saw it run up this path and it ran into a light and it was a kitten that big, little black kitten that big. And it couldn't climb up. It tried to climb a gate and it couldn't. I was like, oh, fuck. And then it ran towards me and ran off into the allotment. I was like, I've lost this now. But I could hear it screaming. Ew, ew, ew. And then it went another 100 yards. So it's 200 yards down the road now in someone else's front garden, and we spent an hour
yeah
out sort of going in the front garden a bit, you know, there were lights on in the house. This was 12:30, 1 o'clock.
Yeah, I did think, oh, this is going to be quite frightening for them. We were whispering, baby, baby, into their bush.
And it was screaming, and it would go further away, and then it would come closer. And then I went and got, if you're going to catch a cat, you need a towel or a blanket, because you throw it over the cat and it stuns them, then you can scoop them up. There's a top tip for everyone there.
There was a moment where I saw a little fuzzy kitten, a shadow of one underneath their car. And then I kind of lost sight of it for a second. And then I heard the screaming coming from, like, to the right of me in the bushes again. What I didn't realise is, after having spoken now to the person that lives there, there are two.
Well, there were two. I got some biscuits, Jimbo. I went and got some biscuits because they make a noise. And I got some wet food because it smells. They can smell it. And it got to the point where the cat was in the bush right in front of me, right? Because I could hear it was right then. And then today I've been around the back of the bush and it was actually quite thin. The cat was there, 2 foot away from me. And I kind of had my light dimmed down a bit and it was 2 foot away from me. And after an hour and a quarter, it's like, we're not going to get this. So then, yes, today we then went down and knocked on the neighbour's. I've got a cat trap. And we went and knocked on the neighbour's door and we said, oh, this cat. She goes, oh, yeah, there's two of them. And they live in our car, like up inside the car, which is where Lucky and Mucky were found in the car. They live inside the car and we see them. They're really tiny. There's a black one and there's a tabby one, you say? But we can't catch them. We try to catch them and we can't, and they live in the car. It's like, right, okay. So I've put a cat trap down there. However, I don't think they're going to be heavy enough to set the trap off.
I think we might need to weight it a little bit.
Yeah. Anyway, so I've got to go down and put some fresh food in there later on tonight. Anyway, so we set the cat trap, and then I got a phone call this afternoon from the lady. And this is not a great story, guys. So the cat lives in the car, and it makes sense. The first car that I went to, the cat was clearly in the car. And the guy who lives there had driven to the barber's. And while he was in the barber's, people could hear the cat inside the car. And they went to the butcher's and were getting meat. So it's like when he comes out of the barber's, there's a whole group of people trying to get a cat out of a car that they can hear in there, right? So he helped a bit. But then he had to drive to Loughborough. And he had to drive to Loughborough. And when he got to Loughborough, the cat was not making the noise. Eesh. So what happened? The cat either cooked or fell out or was silent, got to Loughborough and jumped out. But that, so the second cat, oh, it's heartbreaking. The second cat is most likely dead. Awful. I don't hold anything against them. They've got to live their life and do what they've got to do.
They've taken the underside of their car off twice to try and get these cats out.
I would have found an alternative. However, they couldn't, and that's totally cool. And they're very, very nice people. And they're being very helpful. But we think... there's still one kitten. It's literally that big. We think there's still one kitten. So the cat trap is there, but the food's gone a bit dry. So I need to go and put some fresh food in after this. So after this, we will go and try and hunt it. But honestly, I don't think we're going to get it. I don't think we're going to get it because it's so small. It's so fast. It's so scared. It's going to be even more scared now that its sibling is no longer there. I do not think we are going to get it. I went to bed last night so depressed, thinking, fuck, because it was really close to me. But actually, I don't think we're going to get it. I don't see how it's possible unless we get an amazing stroke of luck and it goes in that trap and it sets the trap off. I know me and my cat shenanigans, and everyone's going, oh, you're going to get another cat. I ain't getting this. There's no room. No one's replacing my Georgie boy. Jim says, why on earth is this not a cat hunting stream? Missed opportunity. Do you know what? If it didn't involve people's gardens, Jim,
yeah.
If it didn't involve going into people's gardens at 1 o'clock in the morning, then I would.
We now have permission, though, don't we?
We've got permission,
full
yes.
Hunting from, permission.
They're a very, very nice couple, and she was very sad when she said, look, I think this has probably happened to the cat. But I just don't see how we're going to get it.
No.
I don't think it's possible, and it's heartbreaking. but that's where we're at.
I am concerned that it won't meow now because it was meowing to its sibling, wasn't it?
Oh, I think it will meow more.
What do you think?
Oh, God. Well, Pat cries for George still. Pat shouts out for George, so I think it will cry more.
Okay.
But it's odd there's only two because you get five or six in a litter. We've got no idea where the mum is. They're tiny, so they're fresh. So it's a real mystery that's already had one sad conclusion, and I suspect the rest of it is going to be sad as well. So the plan would be we catch it, we bring it here, we kind of feed it and stuff like that, and then give it to Cat's Protection would be the plan. Because I'm going away soon, and I can't have it. I don't want another cat. But yeah, so that's that adventure. See, and you are not normally involved in these adventures I have with animals. Now you've been sucked into one. Kath was pissed, right? Kath was pissed at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Staggering around like Oliver Reed.
My babies.
You were doing that as well.
Yeah, but I wasn't going, my babies.
I wasn't saying my babies.
Babies.
I was not doing that. He's telling lies now.
He's big as the dad. I suspect Dennis might be the dad.
Yeah.
I suspect Dennis might be the dad. Bigger boy might be the mum. You don't know. So, yeah, it's going to have a shit ending, this story, I suspect. And, you know, it's awful about the other cat, and now it means this little one's on its own. And, oh, Jesus. That's
Get
the one thing.
Your Tom's done.
Yeah. That's the one thing that might work in our favour is that she's on his at her own now.
Yeah.
That's the one thing it might make her bolder. That's the only positive out of this horrendous cat story. It's horrendous. So that was our last night. And then today, I've got this ADHD course starting in just over 2 weeks, and I really need to start kind of knuckling down as to what it's going to be. And so today I did the ADHD thing of just being in such terror that it's happening that I was frozen by terror, so I couldn't do it. So instead I went to bed, and I read about 4 pages of a book, which is not really what I need. I need to skim read these 2 books and then plan it out. So now I'm at the terror stage of, oh, shit. And I'm away for a week, 4 nights with the boys. So I've got kind of 10 days to get at least the first couple of episodes, first couple of things into gear. So I am shitting myself about that. And, you know, people have paid a lot of money. And you need to concentrate on the ADHD thing. Thank you, Dave. And there's the joke. Because it is impossible. So I'm starting to get really nervous about that and really anxious around that. So that's where I'm at. What about you, Catherine Boyle?
I went to my house and let my cats out, and they told me off, and then they did their usual thing. But like, my kids are away for the weekend, so it was nice just to have a bit of peace and quiet after all the mayhem. But I also had you to come and see this evening, so it's always very nice to have a plan, isn't it?
There is another thing that's on TikTok. These people don't listen to. Oh, hang on. What? Joe, are you. What? Huh? Joe says, listening to Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle talk about a very funny weather experience. Thanks. Hang on a minute. Are you here? What? I'm confused. Yeah, that was. That was one hell of an experience, right? And very lovely to meet Jo. She's my favourite of the Turners after the two boys, after one of the boys.
Yeah, we've had some advice there from Sidonia.
Oh, they're trying to help.
So, yeah, we've got a cat trap, a humane cat trap. It's not got like big stabby things in it.
It requires some weight, though, for it to go off, and I don't think the cat is going to do it. G Cuff says, Ian, I've been looking after the boy from Wednesday till tomorrow as Mrs. Away work. Cut me up thinking about the cats. Shout out to mums doing it on their own. Yes. Big up the mums.
Yeah.
So there is another thing that's happening on TikTok. It's people, people who have forgotten how to skip. Have you seen this?
No. There's a very delightful old Italian nonna who keeps contacting randoms on her. She's got an iPad and she keeps sending pictures to Facebook groups. And she contacted, she was trying to send a message to her daughter and son. So it was Simon and Jane.
Yeah.
And so she contacted Simon Jane.
Okay.
Yeah, and invited them round for gnocchi. So she keeps doing things like that, and she's adorable. She just sort of says things like, "Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to." She's adorable. But I'm very fond of the old TikTok.
So there is a compilation. This isn't the full compilation, but there is a compilation. Seven points more of people getting people asking people if they remember how to skip. And it turns out most people don't remember how to skip. Here we go.
You know how to ski? Okay, do it. Scoot back and try to ski.
Run up. Look at that run up. Turn the mute a bit so we'll get done.
Yeah, almost.
Hey, Pody. I watched about five of these. He's loving it though, look.
His face.
There, right, there was one. There was a great one with a security guard. Here we go. This is the one I saw. No. This is the video I saw. Right. Okay, here we go. Here we go.
In his socks.
What is that?
Is that how you skip?
Yo, he was like fidgeting.
But it did have me skipping in the kitchen, and it is actually quite hard.
Can you skip still?
Yeah, but
show me.
All right. Show you. I have been
practicing. Mm-hmm. These people had a skip sprung on them, didn't they? Okay, be careful.
Okay, ready?
Yeah. I'm not ready. What are you doing?
That's it.
What's that? That's not skipping. That's minting.
Skipping.
That's not skipping.
That's skipping. That's skipping. That's it, isn't it?
No. What the hell is that?
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.